13signsastrology.com. Remember back in the day when we used to watch G.I. Joe? And remember, I know I'm kind of revealing my age, but so what? It's still Jules and them old cartoons. But remember Cobra? See, Cobra was a part of the Snake Order. So they were showing you that stuff back then. They were showing you how the Kundalini can be used as a tool of warfare. They call it the real American hero because this country was kind of founded upon war. When you start really researching this country, you'll find out that most people that came here were sent here from other countries, other lands, and this became really more of a prison. Like some of the wizards call it a prison planet. And it's strategically broken down, this prison is, into different regions. Meaning that even to this day, the United States of America still functions as a prison. Even back in the days in Atlantis, this was called a vacation home, a home away from home. And what happened was is that when you came over here and you wasted your resources, you became poor, you became disconnected from the land, and you were put into like a, more of like a debt situation or debtor's prison, essentially is what America is. And no one's exempt. I mean, this is still going on to this day. Like, this is even how myself, like how I got into this situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was put into the situation as far as, you know, being poor because of my breaking away from the Matrix. See, they don't care when you, like, have an ID and all of that shit because it's like you're just an inmate for the prison, you know? Whatever you do is just compliments or, is, you know, it just gifts the prison money, the system or the Matrix money, which is the prison system here in America. And no matter what you do or no matter how much money you have, if you don't have certain documentation proving who you are, your bloodline, proving that you're not just some form of a slave or worse, a mutt, or some form of a mixed breed person, if you don't have these things, then you're inducted into the prison system. If you do have these things, if you are the one that, you know, is blessed to break away and to break free, you're going to have to go through the haters, you know, and the people that they don't want to see you independent. They don't want to see you take back your social security number and actually really generate a profit from it. See, it's one thing to talk about it, and then I could even tell you how to do it, but what is that going to really amount to for you? Just because you know how to do it. Because once you apply it, you're going to lose everybody. You're going to lose all your friends. Because everybody's in the Matrix, man. You know, so everyone's in the Matrix. So when you walk this path of Melchizedek, you kind of decide, you have to make a decision, I should say, to kind of do this on your own. And if you want to be free from the prison, and you want to eventually free others, you got to let everyone go. See, when you read about the story of Lot, and you read about his wife looking back and getting turned into some form of salt. See, this is going into our connection to the Matrix, how we want to preserve it. You know what I'm saying? We want to preserve it because we feel like, you know, this is our life. You don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be looked at as weird or different. So, you know, you want to preserve the Matrix. However, you remember in the Bible scripture, she was frozen, basically, essentially on ice. Dead. Turned into a saint or a statue. See, a saint is nothing but a statue, man. You get involved in this religion and this doctrine, this is nothing but the programming of the prison, you see. And then you have a part of the prison where those people think they're free. These people living in like Beverly Hills and because they live outside of what's called the jurisdiction of the keys of the prison. So they feel like they're free. And to a certain extent, they are, however, they still have to come back to the system, you see. Because just because you have money and wealth and things of that nature, you're still being ID'd. No matter how you look at it, you're still being ID'd and you're still being put into a box or a certain scenario where a mental prison is a good way to put it. So you're still being put into a mental prison just because you're rich or wealthy, you feel like you made it out and all of this. Nah, man, this is all about programming and conditioning. And I can get up on here and tell you about, you know what I'm saying, tell you and teach you about how to be rich. And if you get money to deceive you and make you think that all these problems are going to go away, but in reality, they're not. In reality, they're not, because we were born into this scenario, and it's something that we don't really like thinking about and talking about. But the sad part about it is, especially those of us like myself that actually have children, if we don't do anything about it, the sad thing about it is your prison, your children are going to be inmates, just like you're an inmate in this prison camp, on this prison planet. And the only way to get free from it all, outside of the money and getting rich and things of that nature, is that you got to break your dependency on people.
Oh Lord, and goodness gracious me, that was Ra Imhotep from 13 Signs Astrology. You are listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 on 10-2-8.
Hello, ladies, sisters.
Hi, Jennifer.
I love hanging out with you, of course. I've missed you. So I'm Jennifer Eason. I'm referring to myself as a very loquacious, you're loquacious, opinionated, crunchy granola medicine woman patriot.
Loquacious, okay? Wow. Patriot.
Does that pack it in?
That's great. Man, totally. Oh my gosh. Loquacious, that's such a profound word.
That's a good one, Jennifer.
So, I am embracing the fact that I'm very opinionated, and I feel that I like to express my opinions, and I think that people want to hear opinions as well.
Opinions
like
are real facts.
Saying, Laura, we are embracing that whole aspect of we are finding truth, and we want truth. We want to resonate with truth. Whenever we're wrong, we don't mind. We invite everybody to come and like tell us what you think, that we didn't get that piece right. It's not that everybody is going to have the whole picture to this operation, or it wouldn't be an operation that would be successful, okay? It's a need-to-know basis thing, okay?
We tell
you
this, all.
You got that piece of the puzzle. We have to come together and put the puzzle together, and that's what we are doing. And I want everybody to just give us that understanding that we just want to do this with you. We're not trying to act like, oh, we got all the answers, you know, we got it all figured out. But what we do want is truth. And we want to live in truth, walk in truth, and we want to hold people accountable that we give consent to in terms of leadership. And that's all. It's not a whole lot to ask for, right? Everybody, do no harm. Do whatever you want. I don't want to tell you who to have in your bed. I don't want to tell you to eat red meat or plants or whatever. You smoke pot, you do mushrooms. Just as long as you're not hurting anybody and you're not involved in some criminal enterprise that's harming others. So my thing is,
that's what all leaders do.
All about,
that's what the whole leadership system right now is put there for. Criminals and pedophiles.
Sovereignty. And basically living that frequency of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you very much.
Still kick some metal though, don't you see?
Yeah, we could see when it wasn't bullshit every goddamn time. Come on, man, I mean, just metal with it. I can get in the heads and get with that too. From the back of their Jeeps, I think they'd be mighty fine, comfortable, mellow with that too. What do you think, you big menacing looking gay dude?
Thank you.
I'm resonating, and you know, like you spoke about the planetary aspect of this, it's internal, and you know, where you listen to the music of the universe. So everything is about resonance, and truth has a resonating frequency. So
like this
if
show.
People have, I, you know, if they digest lies, and that's their diet, basically, is you know, fairy tales, then that's all they're going to crave. So when you present any truth, it doesn't matter if you played it up really well, they're not going to like it. They don't have an appetite for it. So they have to develop an appetite for it. Like we've grown to love things that we didn't like. When you think about foods, you know, I love broccoli or Brussels sprouts. I didn't like them as a kid. I love them now. I could even crave a Brussels sprout, you know? So my thing is, there is hope for people. And you know, I feel these energies in terms of, I resonate with what you're saying. I have been feeling the craziest energy, and I'm going with it. It's almost like it's a wave, and I'm just surfing right on it. I'm not questioning it, and I'm not judging myself. So let me share with you, sisters. I know that you probably felt all that energy from the super moon. I mean, that was when my cup of crazy just runneth over, okay? So I just, you know, I told Prime, in fact, I said, Prime, I don't know what it is, but I am hearing the drums of war. And that's what I felt.
Oh, they've been beaten.
You know, look, I don't know what it is. And, you know, he was even called to step in on one of my live streams because I was unhinged, like, people were not used to it, but guess what? They were not judging me. They let me say what I needed to say, and they loved it. They actually said, we'd like you to do this more. And, you know, I'm like, hey, I can't be a raging mad woman every day. I'm out here listening to birds and chilling and drinking green stuff. It's just, you know, it comes over me, and I just like that we are in a space where if I want to say things, I don't have to censor myself with you all. Like, that's what this society wants us to just, we got to guard. Oh, I can't say this. This group will be upset. If I say anything about the Mossad, then my Jewish friends and my Jewish stepmother is going to be mad.
Come on.
If I say something about the Chinese people of the CCP, oh my God, my Chinese friends are going to think I hate them.
My
friends are going to think I'm crazy because I go to Petco and they got stuff up with the animals in rainbow stuff. They're telling me I need to buy pride stuff for my cat. Like, I'm like, hey, okay, I'm off of the crazy train. I gotta get off the crazy train. You got to be kidding me. They have stuff for animals for pride. Come on now, man. Even the, listen, I had to say yesterday, that's enough. Everybody's being played right now. Everybody's being pandered to and played. Me as a so-called black person, I don't like that shit. I don't like them pandering to me every February. Oh, it's Black History Month. Well, damn it, I'm black for 12 fucking months. You're gonna give me February? What? How about we don't do that shit, okay? How about we just be Americans? Or if you're French, just be French, okay? What the hell? It's getting to the point that the clown show is so annoying. And, you know, I love the gay patriots. I love the gay patriots. If you guys don't follow the gay who strayed and all these kind of gay patriots, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter who you sleep with, like I said, as long as you want everybody to have freedom. I don't care. You don't have to tell me what you identify as. I don't care. You can be a Brussels sprout.
She likes Brussels sprouts.
Just don't be a Brussels sprout that wants to come and take my freedom away.
You want everybody to be a Brussels sprout.
God-given freedom. Be a Brussels sprout. Okay? So that's what I'm feeling when I say I hear the drums of war. Now, I've gone into an area that, you know, before I was, you know, so buttoned up. Oh my God, I'm not ever going to say the N-word. I've been saying the N-word, okay? And I'm just saying it in front of, you know, my white sisters. I'm not going to say the whole thing. But you know what? That N-word, I just got a download on how to take care of that, how to get the sting out of it. Do you hear what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Let's be honest. That word is an issue. It's like the elephant in the room. I don't care if you've all ever said it, okay? You might bop around to, like, music that has the words in it.
Never.
You know, my white friends have been afraid, like, is it okay, Jennifer, if I sing along with Jay-Z? Is that okay? Is it okay? Yeah, it's okay. Say it. He says it. Why can't you say it?
Well, he's an asshole.
So my thing is, we're not going to have words that this group can say, but this group can't say. Apparently, Latinos can't use the N-word, okay? And they got African blood and everything coursing through their veins. But they can't say it. So how much black blood do you need in you before you can use the N-word as a word of adornment? of you know, this is my pet word for you. No, let's just take care of this once and for all. Because see, the racism thing is going to be a thing of the past. This cabal is running out of all their tricks. They're being seen for who they are, for this diversity and inclusion bullshit. You know what? That was just a Trojan horse. They used the black people. The black people are their mules. So they use the black people to bring in the LGBTQRSGMUST. That's what they're doing.
And F-U-C-K, like.
Thank you. They use people, and people are tired of being used, like you said, Laura. They are siphoning our energy and then turning each other against each other, when really, it's not the people that you see that are your enemies. It's the ones that are hidden. And I'm tired of it. I'm ready to expose it. And you know what? I want to be part of taking that N-word and taking the sting out of it. Because guess what? Remember that, oh, being called a conspiracy theorist would make you kind of, oh, you might lose a couple hours of sleep over being called that, right? Now it's like, thank you. Okay, I've been called a racist. I'm like, wow, I must be really doing something because now I'm a racist. And I accept it. Thank you. I am a racist. Then, what else am I? I've been called everything, okay? But the thing is that the names that they're using and that cancel culture bullshit stuff, it doesn't work anymore. It's losing power every day. So let's just take the N-word and just finally unpack it, give it its proper use, and then guess what? Nobody will be offended by that word, because guess who is an N-word? Joey Bribes, who's sitting up in the White House. That's been my latest revelation. He's an N-word because he's the real racist. He's the real Dixiecrat who is part of the whole KKK stuff. He is the one who signed the crime bill that puts all the black people in jail. Tan Hillary, she's a part of the crime bill. And see, my thing right now, me and Prime, we're like, hey, black people, wake the hell up. You're being played. And thank God we have gay patriots who are saying, wake the hell up. We're being played. White people, y'all are not allowed to say nothing. It's like, shut up, white people. And that's terrible. That's terrible. That's terrible. So I'm over it, because if you notice, all the people that want the white people to shut up, especially the white man, they want the white man to just fall off the earth. They don't want him to say anything. So he's canceled, right? So basically, if you don't go along with the lunacy, then you're canceled, right?
I ain't no nigga. My words can't be held against me. I'm not caught up in your law. All music must obey me, all pain must obey me. I cripple my enemies, got the gift of vocabulary. I could talk my way up by anything. Nobody words can go against me, I'm stingy. I want all that energy. Cyrus, best nigga in the place to be. I 200 hot degree, burn you till you faint, y'all. Y'all niggas shooting blanks, y'all. I fuck in my vest, drive an armor tank, y'all. I dead niggas like a dog bury your bone. You could never set me up, I raise the pain volume. Nominate me as presidential MC. My career is so intelligent, unique physique. A nigga, please. You could never fuck with the dog, a nigga, please. Nigga, I will bury your bone. A nigga, please. I'm the one who burned your home. A nigga, please. Watch your shit fall like Rome. Nigga, I'm immune to all viruses. I get the cocaine, it cleans out my sinuses. Just for swinging, I get a quarter of meal. I have it raining ice drops the size of automobiles. I kill all the government microchips in my body. I'm the paranoid nigga at your party. I kill all my enemies at birth. Shut the fuck up, bitch, and let me stick my hands up your skirt. Nigga, please. You could never fuck with your dog.
All aliens.
Nigga, I will burn your bone. Nigga, please. I'm the one who burned your home. Make your shit fall like Rome. Nigga, please. Can't never be against bitch ass. Okay, who you with? Please. Nigga, please.
You could never fuck with your dog.
Nigga, please.
You could never fuck with your dog.
Nigga, please.
You could never fuck with your dog.
Nigga, please.
You could never fuck with the dog.
straight up. ODB type shit. Y'all watch out for the avid crazy monk coming soon. Coming soon. About to splash out with the organic hip hop spazola type. Know what I mean? Straight up. Straight up. From born and on.
You gotta look at it like this. You willed this scenario. You decided to come to this planet on your own. You came through your mama's womb on your own. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that your friends and, you know, even your mama even didn't make that decision for you to come here. She couldn't control her sexual drive. Your mama couldn't. Your daddy couldn't control his sexual drive, obviously, because he laid down and had you, or she laid down and had you. So you, according to the occultists and the yogis and shit like that, you were brought into this plane by what's called your own desire. And you used that desire to attract your parents together in an energetic scenario through the manipulation of emotions to set up a scenario for you to get here. Why? Why? Because it's that important. It's that important because if you die in a prison scenario, you're gonna go to the other side and you're gonna experience a similar reality on the other side. And that's very important because you take all of these memories with you. See, when the term memory, you see the term meme. The term memory goes into the term mercury. And I was talking about this before because there's this foam that surrounds this planet that's indigenous to mercury. And it's locked into our memory. So when you die, your memory is stored in this foam. You have the ability to tap into this foam and to access thoughts from your previous life. The thing is that if all of your thoughts are nothing but energetic cells, like a prison cell is what I mean when I say cell. If your thoughts are nothing but a cell, then how are you going to attract more? You've never seen a new reality outside of this one. The only reality we know is this one. So how can you condition in your mind to think about a new reality when you don't know what to even look for? Because for one thing, you don't even know how to solve the problem. I'm not saying you, like picking on somebody, I'm saying in general, like we don't even know how to solve the problem because we were born into this. It's like you were born into a goddamn prison. And when I say it, I mean it. It's prompted. The whole prison is prompted by your body, the weather and everything. When I say it's prompted, you have parts of your body that connect you to where you live. You are a part of that grid. So even when you die, you still gonna be trapped into the electric, energetic, I guess you can say, bubble that protects this planet or whatever. You're still gonna be trapped into that. So you talk about ascension. People say they want to ascend and stuff like that. That's really the true meaning of that. It's about being able to ascend out of the bubble of the earth, out of the pocket of the earth, and be able to move into the higher ethers so that you can begin to experience new thoughts, new wisdom. You see, because the wisdom that you think you have is nothing but the wisdom of your parents. You want to be able to experience new wisdom, new knowledge. So this comes with, like, some people feel like they got to shroom and shit like that and do mushrooms and all of this to be able to see these realities that I'm speaking of. Because some of these realities, we've never seen them. So you don't got to shroom. You don't really got to do any of that. And you can, and that's fine, too. And that's why they don't want you doing those things, because you notice the Matrix makes things that are good illegal, because anything that takes you out of the control of this Matrix, listen to what I'm telling you, and I'm not promoting drugs or anything like that, I'm just saying, anything that takes you out of the control of this Matrix is a fucking enemy to them, and it's their goal to terminate that, you see. So it's about freeing oneself, understanding this planet, understanding that before it was this America that we know about, before that it was Atlantis. And Atlantis, the only reason why they were able to thrive is because they knew about a lot of secret energy pockets and compartments and how to build cities on ley lines and grids. And this is where we got the term city from. See, like in the term electricity, you see the term city. And the term city came from the Atlanteans. See, the Atlanteans were the ones that designed the first cities based upon electricity, which was based upon aligning with this grid. And what happened was we lost the knowledge. When you lose knowledge, another group of people can come back and take your knowledge and enslave you with it.
With the racism and the stupidness, and we got to take, because this is their color war. This is the only thing they've ever infiltrated a country, and we have to call it out. And that's where I am right now. You're going to hear me calling Joey Bribes the N-word. That's my new thing, okay? And I stand
Who's
by
that?
It.
Fucking beautiful and brilliant. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you. So I was going to do a screen share of this funny meme.
No, we don't need to do that. We can't
funny,
do that anyway,
I mean,
because
the memes keep us going,
the
right?
The radio.
Like, sort of, like, have the levity and the sense of humor to deal with this, you know, trauma and ridiculousness. It's like they're putting things in our heads that don't exist. They weren't even there to begin with. It's like a fresh canvas that they're like, oh, well, no, we're going to put that there. It's like, what? What is that? Oh, and am I supposed to identify with that? No.
They got everybody fighting and nobody delighting. I'll do this. And I got to.
The psychiatrist says it's all blood money.
Don't take it, Carmella.
Now to maybe bring another child into this?
Could you imagine your shame and your family?
There's a point inside yourself, an inner boundary beyond which you feel culpable. You've got to come to an awareness of where that line is. For will those things make me
the church has changed so much. Please, the girl is
so different than I would at her age.
Scenario as a sovereign. Yeah, I can go get an ID and cop out. You say you stuck. Why don't you go, and pretty much go get a job or something like that, or why don't you go do something to raise some money to get out of the scenario? But you got to remember, everything that I do is supposed to be independent of the matrix. My whole life is a representation of what it looks like to be outside of the matrix, even in struggle, though. Even in struggle, my whole life is a mirror of what it looks like to be outside of the matrix, though, and to be free, but to still struggle, though, you know? Because at some point, your struggles are gonna lead to that new reality that you, you know, wanna condition yourself to be able to perceive and things of that nature, so. Just thought I would put that out, let you guys know, you know, it ain't all peaches and cream in the world of sovereignty, man. There's shitloads of money in it, but with anything, there's always an obstacle. You're not gonna have anyone. The government is gonna go back into your family and your personal life and pay off people around you to go against you. Because there's a law in this government that you are considered an enemy to the United States of America just because you are independent, man. Can you believe that shit? You are an enemy, man, woman. Just because you wanna be independent, man. I didn't get to in this state by osmosis, or meaning that I didn't get in this scenario of struggle and lesson for no reason. They want me dead. They will declare war against you as a sovereign, and they will program machines and terminators to execute you.
Composition that features Mr. Bob Mincer on the electric bass clarinet.
Thank you.
It's military. We're warriors. We've been given our weapons, our tools of what, our tool case or whatever your, you know, you got your quiver. So continue fighting in the way that you've been built. Like you just said, Laura, we've been built a certain way. And I love Dr. Charnel and I, we were talking about, she taught me about the trout and I'm like, whoa, upstream. And you know, I love that because Charnel, when you think about like the spiritual or biblical, I'll say, because all spirituality is not, I'm not saying you have to be a Christian to understand these concepts, but the thing about the dead bones, because I've been thinking about the dead bones in the valley of decision, is it the dead bones, can they come back to life? Can the sinews and the muscles and the and everything come back? Because in a sense, we've died and our country is dying. It's just, we're watching it die, like the slow death. It's great, but now it's sped up, you know, since Biden and Tan Hillary have gotten in there. Because
I read right now what you just said. You have no idea how profound your words are. I'll shut up.
Really? Sorry. Well, you know, the thing is that it's because we're all like vibing and it's just like having a choir and, you know, we're all like singing a part and it sounds good and harmonious. So what Dr. Charnel was saying, like something dead, we've been dead. We've been asleep and dormant. And it's like, we can still, God is so merciful. You want to say the universe, Mother Gaia, energy, anything. It's propelling us because of how we've been built aerodynamically. We can go upstream and then give birth. I love that because I am all about destroying the dark mother energy, because the dark mother energy is really the also enemy at this time, because men have been censored. They can't say anything. They can't do anything. The women are now the new men and they're so angry. You know, the blue haired crazies that get out there and get triggered. If you say Trump, they're like, oh my God. So we see what they're doing to our children in the schools. You know, most of those teachers, they were out there in Seattle and Portland. They were out there dressed up as Antifa, and they were burning down cities. These are teachers, part of the teachers' union. So it's no wonder that they're pushing the stuff they're pushing on our children. Because after everything is settled, it's about children. And see, this agenda has gone so far over the boundaries that have been set. And now that we're realizing it, and I have to say, unfortunately, let me speak to this issue of the people that you know that have been incarcerated. See, this is the thing. The prison industrial system has been in place for too long. Now, in 1994, when Joey Bribes and Killary and Billy and everybody signed that thing, you know what? That made it that all of us are slaves. You see how that happened? They pulled the ultimate okie doke on all of us. And see, now the playing field is even. You know how they, oh, white supremacy this and white people. No, we're all, listen, you're not going to like this, but we're all the N-word to them. We're all the N-word now. Do you hear me? So guess what? If you didn't care about the prison industrial system when everybody was being locked up for pot and weed, and now guess what? Now we see when you don't address an issue, then it just gets progressive. That's progressivism in its essence. So guess what? They can pin anything on anyone. They have no regard for our Constitution. They will enact the 14th Amendment on any of us. And guess what? Once you're in the system, your rights are gone. You got slave labor going on right now. Not just in China, it's here.
They're making lies.
Why
didn't
we care about that in 1994? Who is at the helm of the controls?
Satan.
So see, this is what it is now. We're realizing things and it has to happen. See, it has to hurt. It has to be a near-death experience because we have to say never again on our watch. We are not going to have a prison industrial system where people are making money off of it like on the stock exchange. Are you serious? You think that's not going to incentivize people to lock anybody up for any reason? They can weaponize the system against all of us. So guess what? Nobody has equal now. And that's what had to happen. That's what had to happen so we can see our common enemy and fight them together.
Yes.
And I'm really angry. I'm sorry. It's the blood moon. Just
you're kind of blowing my mind. And I'm just okay. I'm like,
me too. Jennifer Eason was because of her.
You know,
it's this game everyone knows. It's
but Carrie, game. But listen, Carrie, same thing with why are they in jail when this is legal now? Why aren't people getting their channels back and their Twitter accounts back when now this stuff has actually been proven that we were
right? Okay, so let's reverse. Let's right the wrongs. Hello, right the wrongs. That's, you know, that should be like our mantra. Let's right the wrongs, because the wrongs have gone so far down the road that some people don't even realize that the wrong, you know, that they're living in a system that is nothing but wrong. Okay? I mean, and who's gonna pay? I know this is a silly little thing maybe to some people, but you know, I eat in restaurants and I look at the waiters and they wear this 2 or 3 masks and I'm thinking to myself, how many brain cells are they losing per hour? You know, someone, a scientist, you want to talk about science? Okay, well, let's figure that out. Okay, it's a very simple thing. I'm sure the math is not difficult. You're going to lose a certain number of brain cells because they can't breathe, okay? And that means you're not going to be as intelligent this year as you were last year. So I'm just saying, those waiters, who's going to compensate them for losing brain cells because you forced them to wear masks? And then when you actually come around to the idea that, hello, the mask did nothing other than harm.
Okay, harm people who are literally dead when there's been cures.
Who's going to compensate the whole time? People?
Who compensates for that? What about the people who literally lost family members when the flu has been here since the 40s? There's tons of things to help.
When we have Nuremberg trials, and Fauci and Gates are brought up on charges as the mass murderers they are.
That's right!
And they are fucking, you know, I don't care if you're going to try to hang them. That's not going to do it, okay, in my world. I don't give a shit for hanging people, killing people. I don't think killing, you know, everyone's like, oh, Podesta was killed today. What am I supposed to do? Go, yay? That doesn't mean anything to me. I want to know, was the wrong that he got away with? Did you right the wrong? That's all I care about. I don't give a shit whether you're going to, you know, I don't think payback does any good. The guy's dead, he's dead. But there's a million like him that have been hiding behind his shadow, okay? So let's right the wrong, okay? You're going to backtrack. You're going to have to, if this stuff comes out the way it should, okay? As they say it will, okay, you know, I'm still waiting, but nonetheless. Okay?
I'm waiting too.
If this is going to happen, then I want to see the people. I don't just want to see them go to prison and sit there, you know, in prison like all the other idiots that were put in prison for no reason. What I want is for the wrongs they did to be righted, okay? Ow!
An Indian woman buried her grandpa in the black hills. When she was young, he used to tell her that these hills belonged to her still. And even though injustice took them hills away, she'd get them back, he said. And the sun's gonna shine that day when we say right the wrong. To run.